This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Illinois' corn condition ratings plummeted by 6 percentage points from a week ago, according to the Illinois Ag Statistics Service. Only 53% of the crop is rated in good to excellent condition, compared with last week's 59%. 34% of the corn is rated fair, with 13% in poor, very poor condition. 3% of the corn is now dented, compared with an average of 6%. 38% of the corn is now in the dough stage versus the average of 39%. Soybean condition is more stable, with 58% of the crop rated in good to excellent condition, and 33% fair and 9% poor or very poor. 45% of the soybeans are setting pods, slightly ahead of normal. 36% of the Illinois sorghum crop is heading well behind the 49% average. The crop is rated in mostly fair condition. Iowa State climatologist Elwin Taylor says if La Nina conditions continue into August, his current corn yield forecast of 153 bushels per acre could drop by another 5 bushels to 148. USDA will issue its August 1st crop production report on August 11th. The recent jump in prime farmland prices isn't likely sustainable, but a 1980s-style crash doesn't appear to be on the horizon either, according to Dale Alperly, president of the Heartland Ag Group in Forsyth. Alperly says farmland in central Illinois has gone up 50% in the last 12 months. That's the fastest increase that he's seen in the last 40 years. Alperly said the recent movement in land prices probably has been too fast to sustain over time. He predicted the market will remain extremely volatile, with the trading range of $8,500 to $10,500-plus per acre for prime farmland, but he also sees no signs of a major collapse. There is not a lot of leverage or speculation, and he says most transactions that come across his desk are for cash. The farmland expert also noted that more than half of the current land buyers are farmers. Farmers are able to dominate the farmland market because of reasonable corn and soybean yields and exceptionally high prices for those crops. A corn crop that yields 200 bushels per acre and could be sold at $7 per bushel would earn $1,400 per acre, he noted. Higher prices are also expected to drive up cash rental rates in some areas, although risk has increased due to volatility in the crop and input markets. He says there is a much bigger pot to divvy out between farmers and landlords if these scenarios play out. Rents will follow income. The farmland expert also predicted more investors will enter the market. Some investors have called farmland the world's new currency. Farmland values have increased by an average of 6.5% per year for the last four decades, according to Alperly. He says prime farmland at the current rate of increase in 20 years could be worth $28,000 an acre. Bowlers looking to sharpen their skills and have some fun are encouraged to participate in the first Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation bowling tournament to be held on Saturday, August 27th at Bolero Lanes in Carlinville. This new fundraising event is hosted by the MCAE Foundation to support county agriculture scholarships and the Macoupin County Agricultural Literacy Program. The evening begins at 5 p.m. with registration and a social hour. Bowling starts at 6 p.m. and the evening will also see a silent auction, 50-50 raffle, a gun raffle for a Henry Golden Boy 22LR with only 200 tickets to be sold, and other prizes. MCAE Foundation is now taking registrations to participate in this year's event. The 9-pin no-tap tournament has room for up to 28 teams. Entry fee for a four-person team is $80, and that includes three games, light snacks, and non-alcoholic fountain drinks. The winning team will leave with a $150 cash prize. To register for the tournament, contact the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571 or Ron Shepherd at 217-556-6847. Those that don't wish to bowl are encouraged to come out and have a good time. All proceeds from the tournament go to the MCAE Foundation. The top funding priorities of the foundation are funding of scholarships for deserving students who are or plan to study agriculture or related areas and the Macoupin County Agricultural Literacy Program. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation believes the future of agriculture is dependent upon well-educated leaders who will feed the world in the 21st century and beyond. And that's why the MCAE Foundation was started, to encourage, promote, and fund agriculture's future. Cyclists will travel through a six-county area during the 16th annual Illinois Agriculture in the Classroom bike ride. This cross-country style ride, September 6th through 8th, is an annual fundraising event hosted by the IAA Foundation to support the Illinois Agriculture in the Classroom program. Each year, the IAITC bike ride heads to a new location in the state of Illinois and hosts upwards of 100 cyclists. This year, the ride highlights routes through Christian, Logan, Macoupin, Menard, Montgomery, and Sangamon counties with lodging and evening activities in the Springfield area. Cyclists stop at approximately 30 schools along the ride to provide students with an interactive lesson on the importance of agriculture and also includes a portion on bicycle safety. All routes follow paved roads and will begin and end in Springfield each day. Riders can participate for 1, 2, or 3 days and have the option to ride short, medium, or long routes. The IAA Foundation is now taking registrations to participate in this year's event. Riders who register by August 22nd can save $20 on registration fees and pay only $75. After August 22nd, the registration fees will increase to $95. Individuals who raise funds for Illinois Agriculture in the Classroom will receive special benefits as a rider. Those who collect between $250 and $499 in donations receive free registration. Raising between $500 and $999 earns free registration and meals, and raising $1,000 or more earns free registration, meals, and lodging. More details on registration on how to raise funds to support your ride are available online at www.iaafoundation.org or by calling 309-557-2230. Illinois Agriculture in the Classroom is the top funding priority of the IAA Foundation, Illinois Farm Bureau's charitable foundation, which funds educational, research, and charitable activities that benefit Illinois farm families and agriculture. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.